Thank you, Mr. Chair. Honorable Chairman, Minister and Head Delegation, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, on behalf of the Government of Republic of Indonesia, I would like to congratulate Dr. Jose Graciano da Silva, has been re-elected as FAO Director General on Saturday. We take note with appreciation the achievement made by FAO under the leadership of Mr. Da Silva for the past 4 years. In particular, the reform process take place in FAO by which a strong and effective accountability and internal control framework have been implemented. We also praise the successful organization by FAO in collaboration with WHO, the second international conference on nutrition last year, with Indo's Rome Declaration of Nutrition and Framework for Action. We hope this achievement would be importantly the milestone for further work and mandate of FAO. Minister and Head Delegation, ladies and gentlemen, as the largest economy in Southeast Asia, Indonesia's economy continued to grow steadily since the past decade, which led to greatly reduce the overall poverty reduction in the country. The proportion of people living below national poverty line decreased from 23.4% in 1999 to 11.4% in 2013. Now, total population in Indonesia is more than 250 million people, which brings Indonesia achieve its MDG target in reduce extreme poverty. Thanks to this effort to strengthening rural resiliencies, inter alia through development and sustainability agriculture and social protection, the government has succeeded to break the cycle of rural poverty and hunger. The long experience in Indonesia has agriculture development suggests that sustainability agriculture productivity could be achieved if the government put strong effort to increase investment in agricultural infrastructure, particularly in irrigation, increase access of farmers to use of modern input and equipment, accelerate dissemination of agriculture technologies through revitalization and extension service, and improve the agro-input distribution. All this have contributed to increased production in agriculture and food system. Last year, Indonesia produced rice totally 49 billion tons per year. Furthermore, the support increase of agriculture and food productivity, Indonesia has developed some appropriate technology, such as precision farming, Indonesia carbon efficient farming, integrated crop livestock production, integrated rice fish farming, multiple cropping, and waste management. In the view of the above, I am pleased to inform that Indonesia has been shared its experience and expertise in agriculture development and technology through the South-South Cooperation to other developing countries, especially for Asia, Africa, and the Pacific. As far as the alleviation of rural poverty and hunger are concerned, the government of Indonesia has implemented several programs. Among others are the Sustainable Homeyard Food Garden, second, the Village Food Resilience Program, the third, Government Rice Program for the Poor, and the fourth, National Community Empowering Program. The Sustainability Homeyard Food Garden is the typical family farming program established and developed in Indonesia, which mainly aims to increase food security and nutrition of the household with the potential improve their income generation. The program since the last couple of years has been successfully implemented in more than 15,000 villages involving over 200,000 smallholder farmers. Furthermore, it is worth noting that our Food Resilience Village Program has been awarded by Arab Gulf Fund as one of the most promising and innovative program to alleviate poverty in the rural area. Likewise, our government rice program for the poor increased the access of poor people to staple food and improve their livelihood. Moreover, the National Community Empowering Program provide poor communities with the grant for high priority local program and project. Under 2030, that the program has benefited 60 million Indonesian people through the thousands of the project in the rural urban area. To conclude, on behalf of the Government of People of Republic of Indonesia, we underline that the need concerted to effort to address and the challenge breaking of the cycle of the rural poverty and hunger, particularly to achieve global food security. Thank you very much.